Joining me now is Bison and Lady Bison cross country coach Sandy Moon. Coach, conference championships last week. Before we talk about individual results, the Bison finished in second, the Lady Bison in first place. I know we talked last week that Warland might be a problem, but the Lady Bison were able to get them.
Oh, yeah. The girls came out, the Lady Bison came out like they had won this before and that they weren't going to let anyone take their streak from them. They ran pretty, they dominated that course. So that was fun to see.
Absolutely. And we can talk about individual finishes. Maya Hall, the freshman, finished first overall, a time of 19 minutes, 44.01 seconds.
Yeah, she finished first and a great time on a course that was really, really muddy and a tad bit long, about a tenth of a mile long. So you convert her time and, you know, that's the 1940 is a good time. But when you convert it to a time minus that tenth of a mile that it was long, she would have run a personal best on a muddy course in cold conditions. So she had a great day, and just she had never beaten Zena Tapia from Warland before, and she did beat her. So that was really fun to see her get that conference championship.
Yeah, and beat her by about 20 seconds.
She did. She ran with her for a lot of the race, and then up at about the 2 mile mark in the race, and that's when you kind of start to go downhill on the trail when you're coming back. Maya used that downhill, and she left her behind on the downhill.
And the second Lady Bison was another freshman to cross the line, Hadley Carter, in 21 minutes, 29.89 seconds.
Yes, Hadley had a good race, too. She was a little disappointed. She felt like she could finish a place ahead of where she was, but I was really pleased with her fourth place finish. She had a good race, too. She went out quicker like I wanted her to. I've been asking her to do that all season, and she really did. She was aggressive this race, and I was proud of her for doing that. She lost a little on her second mile, but then came back that third mile. She felt like she, you know, disappointed herself because she slowed down in that second mile. But I told her, you know, next week we taper those legs a little bit more, and she won't do that. So really proud of her finish and her finish all season. She's been our second runner all season, and it's really been fun to watch her grow and develop over the season.
And she had the fourth place finish. You mentioned she would have liked one place higher. She was only about a half second behind the third place runner.
Yes, she was. And at the first of the race, she was in front of them. I mean, she went out in that third spot. So but I think maybe that girl just had a little better kick than Hadley did at the end.
And the third Lady Bison across was senior Sophie Berglund, ran it in 22 minutes, 0.68 seconds.
And that was a really good time for Sophie. It wasn't a personal best, but it was a season best. So running a season best on a muddy course and a longer course is pretty outstanding. And then for Sophie, it was fun to see Sophie get all conference honors at the end of her career. This is her fourth year, and she's never finished in the top 10. She's been just out of the top 10. So fun to see that.
And so with cross country, you have to finish top 10 to get all conference. It's not voted on?
No, it's not voted on yet. It's top 10. You finish in the top 10 of the conference race and you're all conference, and top 10 of the state race and you're all state.
Okay. And the fourth Lady Bison across was Briley Ferris, a senior. Briley came across in 22 minutes, 24.09 seconds.
Yeah, and this is Briley's fourth year as an all-conference runner, so it was fun to see her accomplish that goal. She also had a great race. She had a couple of races before that where she struggled a little bit, and she's kind of been struggling with some lung issues this season, just getting her air about her. And then also Briley has struggled for about 3 years with 4 years, actually, with some hip trouble, and she's really had to work hard. So to end her career, not end, she's still got one more week, but to end with a conference championship and those all conference honors, that was really cool for Briley.
And the fifth and final scorer for the Lady Bison, finishing in 11th, senior Kenley Jones, ran it in 22 minutes, 33.8 seconds.
Kenley had a great race too, and I always say that those fifth place, sixth place, or the fifth, sixth, seventh runners, those are my MVPs because they're not running, they don't get the individual glory at the end, but we have to have them to win our team championship because there's a huge difference between a kid who finishes 11th and a kid who finishes 21st. So those fifth place runners, or not the fifth place runners, but the fifth runner on your team can make a 10-point difference because they can either be 11th or they can be 21st or they can be 30th. And that was one of the reasons that Warland couldn't compete with us is that we have a ton of depth on that girl's side. You know, our seventh runner even, they were in the top 20, I believe, or 15.
And
even.
I don't know how to say her name. It's in the top 16. Sarah, is it Slough?
Sarah Slough. Slough.
Slough. Okay, yeah. She finished 16th, Piper Hodgins 12th. They were the sixth and seventh runners.
Yeah, so all of our girls were in the top 20, and if we had tied Warland, which was predicted at one point with their best times of the season, then the race, the tiebreaker goes to your sixth runner. And I knew hands down we had them with our sixth runner because my fifth, sixth, seventh runners are just so much stronger than Warland's conference honors, but you're actually very important to our team.
Absolutely. And jumping over to the boys' side of things, the Bison finished in second behind only Warland. And looks like the first Bison across the line in third place overall was sophomore Ethan Rayo, ran it in a time of 17 minutes, 37.79 seconds.
Ethan had a great race. He went out a little bit slower than he usually does, but he came back and when I saw him coming down the hill toward the end of the race, he was out, you know, in that second place, second, third, kind of competing for that. The first place finisher was quite a ways in front, but Ethan did a good job. Ethan is just working on competing with other schools, not just competing with, sometimes he gets caught up in just competing with his own school. And so we're working on just getting him to compete with those other kids as well.
And then the second Bison across the line, Zach Frizey in fifth place, the junior, came across in 17 minutes, 48.97 seconds.
And Zach fell all the way down at about mile two in the race, just got kind of clipped by another runner, and the course was pretty muddy, and he went down. So had to get up and finish the race. So it didn't take too much time off, but that's definitely a tough thing mentally to come back from. He's been down in the 16s for the races before that, so I'm expecting to see his time go down a lot for the next meet. But he had a good race, too.
And the third Bison across the line, Cole Rasmussen, the junior, came across in 17 minutes, 57.99 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And Cole also had a good race. He suffered from an injury the week before, so to see him come back that strongly and get all conference honors, that was really nice.
And Ryan Rasmussen came across in 11th overall. The junior ran it in 18 minutes, 18.09 seconds.
Yes, another MVP because he doesn't get any of the all-conference honors, but huge for our team. We finished second behind Warland, and we were only 11 points away from Warland. So if we could, you know, if we can move those runners up just a bit more, we could make a run at Warland, but he's definitely a huge part of that.
And so scoring in cross country, is it you get as many points as the place you're in? So if you cross in 10th, that's 10 points?
Right, yes.
And you want lowest points?
Yep, you want the lowest points.
Okay.
So, and I think Warland scored 29 and we scored 40. That race, I think, was how it shook out.
Yep, 29 and 40. So,
yeah, and you never know when you get to the state race because there are more teams, so then it even shakes out a little bit differently. So we'll see how it shakes out here in a couple days.
Absolutely. And the fifth Bison across the line was Broden Lambert. The junior came across in 13th place, a time of 18 minutes, 27.15 seconds.
Yes, and he's actually a senior, but Broden, he has had kind of a hard time coming back this season a couple of hard races, so it was really good. Broden had a great race, and he's just coming on here at the end of the season, and I think people are going to be surprised next week at his state meet, because he's just to the point where he's getting in better shape, and he's ready to really run a really good time. He's run in the 17th before his sophomore year, so we're working on getting him back there.
And then the 6th and 7th runners, the 6th runner across the line in 17th place was junior Giovanni Monteristelli, and then in 19th place, freshman Jace Townsend.
Yeah, so all of my boys also finished in the top 20, which was fun. Gio and Jace, you know, they switch places with kids a lot. Sometimes they're up there, Gio and Jace are up with Ryan, about where Ryan and Cole are, so... that's kind of what we're going to need them to do this weekend. Jace is just a little freshman, and so that was his first ever postseason race. And so, you know, getting those nerves out and just a freshman boy in a field with junior and senior boys, it's tough to compete, but Jace did a nice job. And then Gio, we're getting him back from an injury as well. So he didn't sit any races out, but it's been kind of tough to come back, and I'm excited to see, with just one more week of healing, how that leg does for him.
And then the state meet is this Saturday, going to be in Cheyenne, running at the Cheyenne Country Club. Tell us about this course.
It's flat and fast. That's all I really know. No one has run on it this year. They didn't have a pre-meet, so they sent us a map of the course. It just goes around the outside of the golf course, and then it goes kind of another loop around the inside of the golf course. There's no double looping. It's all like the same, like you're running each part once. You don't have to run any part twice, which kids like. And I don't think there's a hill on the course, according to the video that they sent out, but no one's seen the course. So, you know, we're kind of running this year blindly, and state will be there again next year. So it'll be kind of nice next year because we'll know what we're getting into.
And with all that said, what are the expectations and who are the teams to look out for? Let's start on the girls' side.
On the girls' side, Cody and Powell are both strong teams. Evanston has come on strong here at the end. And then again, you can't discount Worland. Worland has some good girls. We're deeper than they are, but they could give us a race. So those are the teams to watch, and our girls could finish anywhere from first to fifth on the girls' side. So you just don't know how it's going to shake out.
And then for the boys?
Boys are kind of in the same boat. Worland is the top team on the boys' side. And then Cody is another top team. Evanston is also a top team. And then... and then we're one of the top. So the boys could finish anywhere from, or should finish anywhere from first to fourth.
All right. We're talking with Sandy Moon, Bison and Lady Bison cross country coach. The state meet is this Saturday in Cheyenne. Coach, good luck this weekend, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.